Hello and welcome to the TVOX Podcasts. I'm Zoe Robinson. I'm here with Jennifer Kirk, and we're here discussing FTM speech tips.
Yeah, this is something that's come off the back of the four-part series of podcasts that we did, primarily aimed towards male-to-female trans women's speech therapy. And it's something I know a lot of trans men often do complain about, that speech tips for them is often very much overlooked. Unfortunately, it is the case that I think a lot of medical practitioners see the fact that, you know, testosterone will make your voice break and your pitch lower and you get elements of the chest resonance start to develop. A lot of medical practitioners that are in a way ignorant that that's not everything about a voice, and a lot of trans men do complain, you know, they'll get red on the phone as female regardless of how deep and gravelly that voice is, which is undoubtedly very infuriating. So the aim of this podcast is really to try and put together a few tips that we feel would be of help and benefit to trans men, just trying to, you know, edge a little bit away from female aspects of the voice that they'd prefer to be without. Now, obviously, the pitch and the chest resonance are things that will come with the testosterone, but on top of that, there's the mannerisms. We talked about the female mannerisms, but the male mannerisms, you're looking at being more abrupt with your speech pattern, with your words. I always describe it as being a machine gun for words. You know, up the pace that the words are coming out, try and be short, snappy, to the point, very authoritative in the way that you're speaking. And you probably hear a little bit there. It's a bit tricky for me. I know I'm MTF, so I'm going the other way. So it's probably not the best example to listen to, but it gives you that pointer in the right direction. But also try and get a good sprinkling in there of slightly more technical words. Steer clear of descriptive, almost flowery words, because they do tend to be seen as more feminine. So, you know, if you can drop in a bit in there about IP packet loss, or, you know, what the nearest fire extinguisher is full of, or hell, you know, you can brag about, you know what rings are in a car engine and what to do with them. You know, it's little things like that. You know, I know I'm being a little bit flippant about it, but just trying to be more technical. Men tend to be, you know, they like to be right. They like to appear as though they know a lot about everything. They're not looking for consensus. So one of the things that a lot of FTMs may find themselves having without even thinking about it is that raising of the tone at the end of sentences. It's a female mannerism, looking for consensus. Now, that's something that if you analyse your voice and you are getting, you've got to get rid of that. You've got to think of each sentence as if you're not asking a question unless you really, really need to. And remember, men are always right. They don't need to ask. They know the way. So just trying to get rid of that raising at the end of the sentences. Try and get rid of the modulation in the voice as well. So trying to get it not entirely monotone, because you probably end up sounding like a Dalek, but just cut down the actual pitch range within your speech as you're talking. And also, a female characteristic is elongation of various vowels and consonant subsets, and it's listening out for, are you elongated various vowels? I mean, you can probably hear in my voice that I'm elongated a lot of things, and it's, if you can hear that in your own voice, that again is something that you've got to shorten those elongations down. Be abrupt, short, precise, to the point. And I'm going to pass you over to Zoe, and she's going to pour a few words of wisdom at you.
It's something that we've touched on before. It's the confidence level, but like Jen says, it's the speed and the pitch as well. So I'm going to go back into my male voice and just give you an example of what we're talking about. The speed comes up, and as you can hear, I'm not using as much pitch range. Everything's flat, everything's forced. It's I don't know whether it's just me or not, but everything comes from the back of the back of the mouth when speaking. But I'm also flatter in what I'm saying. If there is emphasis, it's all over the place. It's on specific points, as if I'm just pushing my words towards you rather than... It's more like I'm having a discussion at you rather than with you. And as you notice, the pitch only raises at the end of a sentence if I actually want to ask a question rather than I'm actually telling you anything. It's something you can practice if you pick up a book and just, or look at a website and just speak the website out as if... Well, here's a good example. Go to the website and speak... Read the website out as if you're a newscaster, a male newscaster. Do it in the way that they would do it rather than how you would do it yourself. Try and mimic a specific person, for example, and use their way of speaking to help you develop the way that you speak and see how you go from there.
Yeah, I think that probably is a very good piece of advice to, you know, find somebody male who, you know, you think that's the kind of voice that I want to aim to have. And it's actually, in many ways, it's often easier to mimic a voice that you've heard than to, as it were, create it from scratch. But combined with all the other tips we've been through, it can be a very good way of applying a lot of the tips. And making them work for you. And really just the best of luck. Practice and confidence makes perfect. You have to be confident in that maleness of your voice. Confident that, you know, I am man. I am projecting that maleness in my voice. And it's kind of like in the same way we touched on it with the male to female tips. You know, the confidence when used in conjunction with the other tips kind of brings it all together. But, you know, see how it goes for you. And best of luck. And one final point before Zoe switches it off. Doesn't she sound Geordie when she slips back into her old voice? Anyway, bye for now.